I want a working government for Christmas. Only a working government will do. I don't want a doll or dinky tinker toy or useless action figures like George Santos or Chip Roy. I want a working government for Christmas. I don't think Uncle Joe will mind, do you? He won't have to deal with MAGA dirty tricks. Just tell the Freedom Caucus, pack your bags and hit the bricks. I can see me now on Christmas morning watching Meet the Press. Oh, what joy and what surprise when those announcer guys don't talk about the whole House Speaker mess. I want a working government for Christmas. One that does what voters want it to do. No budgetary fights or denying people's rights. Just passing bills that make things better just for me and you. I want a working government for Christmas. Or even better if it came today. If only Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, and McCarthy took the hint that they'll never leave the party until they do it, squabbling and delay. I want a working government for Christmas with policy debate and compromise. Mom says Republicans always will obstruct, but teacher says there must be sane ones, otherwise we're doomed. It might be nice if they quit cutting taxes. They could protect the great society. Cover Medicare for all, Social Security shortfall, education, climate change, how awesome that would be. I can see me now on Christmas morning walking around Town Square. The homeless all are fed with roofs above their heads, all races, creeds, and genders making snowmen riding sleds. I want a working government for Christmas. A freaking working government, okay. No slap fights with scary old white men claiming victory only to lose and start again. We've got a working government for Christmas. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. He looks meek and mild, like Wally Cox is back. But underneath those glasses, he's a MAGA maniac. Hey, how about we cut him loose and throw him back?